Okay, so we're going to start a three-part Birchas HaShachar. Should have maybe been a drop more than three, but it's going to end up being in we're going to get it into three. So the Mishabura brings the Gemara that states that a person's prohibited from partaking in anything in this world before he recites a bracha. And the Gemara asks, this seems to be a contradiction in Psukim, as one pasuk says, L'Hashem Haaretz Umeloa, everything belongs to Hashem. And the other pasuk says, V'Haaretz Nasan L'Vnei Adam, that the earth was given to people. And the Gemara wants to know, which is the true pasuk? And the Gemara answers that, truthfully, everything belongs to Hashem. However, we can buy our needs from Him by reciting brachos on these objects. And that anything we enjoy in this world without reciting a bracha has been stolen from Hashem. And it's like me'ila. And just like one who benefits from Hegdish has done me'ila, so too one who benefits from this world without making a bracha has also done me'ila. And therefore concludes the Mishnah Berurah that we need to recite the Berachas HaShachar each and every day for all the benefits we're going to derive over our day, and in that way we will not be stealing from Hashem. So we make brachas for our basic needs, that we can see, we can get out of bed, we can get dressed, and one who does not take this opportunity to thank Hashem properly desecrates these vital functions because they belong to Hashem, again, until we recite the brachas on them. So the first bracha we start with every morning, Asher Nosan Sechvivina. Rashi and Tosfos learn Sechvi means a rooster. The word bina, he says, comes from the word bain, which means to distinguish between things. And what the bracha means is that at creation, Hashem gave the rooster the innate understanding, the ability to discern, to tell the difference, to make that distinction, lahavchin bein, between the darkness of the night and that of the impending daybreak, which he announces with his crowing. And Tosfos adds that even if one does not hear a rooster, you still make this bracha for the existence of this miraculous cognitive ability that the rooster has, being able to recognize this difference. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh say there's an additional meaning to sechvi, and that is of seeing or of insight. And the bracha would then refer to the ability of the human heart to distinguish between day and night. So combining the two of them, basically the bracha is giving thanks to Hashem for the cognitive power of the rooster, which in turn makes our heart aware of the impending breaking of dawn. The Prisha explains that we're thanking Hashem for giving us a heart imbued with wisdom and understanding, because without this ability, we'd have no advantage over any other species. We would be nothing more than just a glorified animal. And therefore, we're thanking Hashem, you know, for what He's given us. Rav Shimon Schwab mentions it's noteworthy that we only recite this bracha in the morning, despite the fact that this happens twice a day. There's that same degree of darkness in the evening before tseis as there is in the morning. And in the evening, the rooster is silent, and we make no bracha on this. And he asks, why is this? And he explains that the emotions that are evoked by the change in the morning and at night are very different. In the early morning, as the day breaks, we have a wonderful feeling of this new day that's coming. We look forward to it. There's a happy expectancy that, you know, that we have for this day. This emotion, this pleasant, hopeful optimism, which the crowing of the rooster evokes in our hearts, is what we're giving thanks to Hashem for. In the evening, when the day is done and nightfall is now impending, we don't have that same emotion. On the contrary, it's somewhat depressing at that moment. And therefore, we wait once again for the opportunity to make the new bracha at the break of tomorrow's dawn. The Maral notes another word for a rooster is gever, which we also know can mean man. The word gever is related to gvura, and it's gvura that makes a man into a gever. The gvura of a rooster is not the physical gvura, as we know a rooster is not strong, but it's found in that, again, that ability where it can tell the difference between day and night. And the Mishnah Novos tells us, Ezeo Gibar, who's a Gibar, Hakovish is Yitro, one who can conquer his Yetzirah. So to be a Gibar, we need to be able to discern between day and night, which is the symbolism of good and evil. So this bracha is not just on the physical aspect, but also is being made on the spiritual aspect of our lives. And now we see how perfect this opening bracha is as an introduction to our new day. It's our mission statement. We're unique because we have the ability not only to choose, but also to recognize that sometimes not so clear differences between good and evil. We have the ability to allow our neshamas to rise above the desires of our guf. And we have the ability to conquer every single day of our lives. And therefore, this is a fitting introductory bracha. Sometimes choosing between right and wrong is not so easy. But we learn from the rooster that even in the middle of the night, that where he can start to discern the difference, where it's starting to turn light, we can do the same. And the Ben Ish Chai clarifies that the unique capability that the rooster has to distinguish between the different parts of the night alludes to these different situations that we as people find ourselves in the endless darkness. But we always have that ability as a gever to choose what is correct. And Rav Shimshon Pinkus says that there are many things we don't think about in life because they're part of us. It's natural to us. We don't think every time we breathe that we're breathing. However, he says, even though we don't think about it, we're still mechuyif to thank Hashem for such things, as it says, Kol ha-neshama ta-haloka. And he says, neshama means neshima. For every breath, we're supposed to be thanking Hashem. He says, so too it's with our seichel. If not for the fact that Chazal put in this bracha, v'asher nosan l'tzech kvivina, we would never stop to thank Hashem that our minds work. We get up each morning, we say, moda'ani, thank you Hashem for another day, for our bodies, hasher yatzar, our neshama, elokai neshama, our Torah, and now we have the chance to thank him for our seichel. But otherwise, we take it for granted. But not everybody's seichel works properly. A person could go his entire life without stopping once to thank Hashem that his mind, his seichel, works right. So we thank Hashem for our seichel that where we can distinguish day and night, good from bad, emes and sheker, olam hazeh, olam haba, ikar and tuffel, and mitzvahs versus avera. So that's our first bracha. The next three brachos, Shalos Ani Goy, Shalos Ani Oved, and Shalos Ani Isha. The Bach tells us that we're thanking Hashem that he did not make us goyim, servants, or women. When a baby is born, Hashem sends a malach to place a neshama into this baby. And each neshama has that same possibility to end up in a goy, end up in an Eved, or end up in an Isha. And therefore, we're thanking Hashem that he made us Jewish, he made us free, and he made us men. Rav Shimshon Pinkus asks, he says, everyone's created with a specific purpose. No one has anyone else's purpose. So how can we thank Hashem for our tafkid, our purpose, if everyone who keeps their purpose and does what they're supposed to is bringing Kiddushim Shemayim equally? He says, imagine you have a star and a table. Should the star say a bracha, he's not a table, and the table not a star? Each one has their own purpose. If the star was a table, he would be a table. He wouldn't be a star. So to us as Jews, as Klal Yisrael, this is our Metzias, and therefore, how are we making a bracha? Oh, we're not a guy. This is the Metzias we're in. This is our Tafkid. What's this bracha? What are these brachas doing? Rav Shimon Schwab asks, he says, why are these brachas in the negative? Why don't we say Shesani Yisrael, Shesani Ben Chorin, Shesani Ish, just like a lady says Shesani Kirtzono? Also, he says, these brachas sound like we're arrogant, superior, and male chauvinistic. That we're, you know, knocking and so saying, oh, we're not them, as opposed to praising who we are. And he says, and thirdly, he says, who are these people we were talking to? There were goyim like Mr. Shelach, Shem and Aver, Yisro and Eov. There were avodim like Eliezer and Tavi. There were women like the Imohos, the Varanavia, Queen Esther. So what are we doing with these brachos? Saying, oh, we're not made like any of them. There were a lot of very, you know, great people through, you know, that were goyim, avodim, and that were women. So Shimon Schwab says, he says, there's a machlokas in the Gemara between Beishamah and Beis Hillel as to whether Noach lo la'odam shlo nivra yosem yishinivra. Was it better for a person not to be created than being created? And the machlokas is basically, since a person comes into the world and commits so many aveiros and wastes the precious neshama which Hashem gave him, maybe it was better not to have been created as far as Kiddush Hashem is concerned. And the Gemara comes out that indeed for most people it really would have been better had we not been created. However, now that we're created, Yifashvish b'maisov, you should examine your deeds and do the best that we can. Therefore, he says, we don't say this bracha in the positive because we're not thanking Hashem for what he did for us because really we really shouldn't be here. And therefore, it's in the negative saying that we're not, you know, you didn't make us any of these things, but not that we're proud necessarily of who we are. The Bach gives another reason why we don't say She'asani Yisrael. He says, because She'asani Yisrael would really include all three brachos. By making us Jewish, everything would be included, because it's male, and obviously we're free. So the purpose, he says, of these brachos are to break down the gratitude we have to Hashem, the Karas HaTov, in many ways, as many ways as possible, and not to condense them. And therefore, in the negative, we were able to make three brachos, as opposed to the positive, where it would have been only one. We also know the concept, Godol HaMetzuvah Va'osa M'misha Eino Metzuvah Va'osa. Greater is the one who has the commandment to do mitzvos than the one who does mitzvos without being commanded. Tosis explains the reason for that is because the one who has the command, the Yetzirah is always attacking them and is always in a struggle, as opposed to the one who does it voluntarily, the Yetzirah is not as strong there, and therefore the Mitzvah Va'osa has a greater reward. And there are times we doubt our abilities, and in order that we don't become overwhelmed by our failures, we have to remind ourselves about our accomplishments. And one way of doing this is expressing our gratitude to Hashem for giving us the opportunity and the responsibility to perform mitzvos as a mitzvah va'osa. And therefore we say, Shelo asani goy, that we're a mitzvah va'osa. Then we expand and we express even more hakaras hatov, that we have more mitzvos than just a regular eved. And then we thank Hashem, that Shelo asani yisho, that you gave us all the mitzvos, that we have all tiring mitzvos to do. And the question is, so then why does a lady say Shasani Kirtzono? Why doesn't she make that same bracha as we are? And she says, well, not Shalosani Isha, but a similar type of bracha. So he says,
the first two brachas.
Well, she does. She says the first two.
All right.
So women, and there is actually those who say she might say it in Goya and Shivcha, but the halacha comes up basically to say it the same way we say it. So women are thanking Hashem for creating them closer to His will. Women are genetically, innately closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than men are, and therefore they don't need all the mitzvos to bring them close to Hashem. And the Rambam tells us the word mitzvah comes from the word safsa, which means connection. Mitzvos are not burdens, but they're an opportunity that we have to connect with Hashem. So women who don't need all these mitzvos because they have that innate desire to be close to Hashem, unlike men, therefore, who do need mitzvos. Therefore, each gender has its bracha. Women, who by virtue of their emotional makeup can achieve a higher level of closest to Hashem and only need a few mitzvos, they say Shasani Kirtzono. While men, who need all the mitzvos to reach that same level of closest to Hashem, say Shlo Asani Isha. And therefore, if Schwab explains, there's no discrimination in any of these brachos. And when we realize how fortunate we are to perform the mitzvos and thank Hashem every day, then in those trying moments, we can find the strength and rise to the occasion to be able to overcome, you know, any failures that we've had. If Shimshon Pinkus also points out, he says, a lady is thanking Hashem that she's made as she was, Kirtzono, because as we know, Judaism comes through the mother. And she's thankful for that, and she's saying that whatever Hashem does is for the best, and that He made me the way I am. So we see that one does thank Hashem for themselves, and he says, therefore a star would thank Hashem for being a star. And we thank Hashem for the situations that we have in life, whether it's our health, our wealth, children, whatever it is. Chazal instituted brachos to thank Hashem for all these chasadim, that we're Jews, we're chayv in mitzvos, more than a goy, more than an eved, and more than an isha. And we thank Hashem for this chiyuv that we have to learn Torah and do mitzvos, which no one else has. And he explains that the reason the brachos are in the negative is because it's easier for us to appreciate who we are. It's very easy to say, okay, yeah, I'm a Yid, I'm Jewish. But one who focuses on a metzias, that there are goyim in the world, there are slaves in the world, there are women, it makes a more of an oppression when he now says, I'm a Yid, I'm free, I'm a man. So therefore, these brachos are in the negative to help us focus on what the other metzios are out there. And in that way, we have a better Hakaras HaTov when we make these three brachos. To close with our story and then the homework. So there was a person who runs Ezer Mitzion. His name is Rav Chananya Cholak, Talmud of the Ponovitcher Yeshiva. And there was one of his wealthy supporters from Belgium. In the story, they say his name was Gavriel Schleider, but probably name was changed. And he came to, they had a meeting. And after the meeting, Rav Chananya said, let's go to the Kosel to Daven Marv. And, you know, at night, it wasn't as busy. There were a few people each davening quietly. They were waiting for a minyan. But there was one person, an older gentleman, who was leaning against the Kosel and heaving an uncontrollable sighing and crying. And he was obviously in great torment. They looked at each other with compassion, and they still were about 20 feet away, and they said, you know, whatever he needs, we can help. He says, if he needs medical help, so I can help him through Ezer Mitzion, and if he needs financial help, you have that ability to help him, so let's wait till he's done, and we'll go over and help him. So they waited. They didn't see the man's face, but his body language spoke worlds. When the man seemed to finish his tfilos, so Hananya went over to him, introduced himself. He said, we were moved by your tfilos, we want to help you. You know, I'm in charge of Ezer Mitzion, I can help you medically, my friend, you know, can help you financially. He says, no, everything's fine, I don't need anything. They were surprised. They said, but you were crying, you were davening like you were in great need. Let us that we could do anything you want. And then again the man said, Baruch Shem, I'm a blessed person, everything's wonderful. So he said, so then, can I ask why you were crying and davening like that? So the man looked a little embarrassed, and he said, last night my wife and I married off our 10th and youngest child. I came here tonight to thank Hashem for allowing us to live and see this great occasion. I was just davening for no other reason than Hakaras HaTov. And if we think about the equality, you know, when we're in a tzara, you know, we know how to daven. But when things are going well, you know, we forget. And it ties a little bit into what, you know, the idea of the Berachas HaShachar, where we're giving Hakaras HaTov and we're, you know, thanking Hashem. And we have to realize and not, as we do every morning, race through them, you know, and hang on for dear life. But to say them and go through it, and that really the homework is to take these four brachos at least one morning of the week, but as many as possible, and try to say them slowly and think about what we're saying and thank Hashem properly as we go through these brachos.